It's Angela Yee, and I love to travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to experience their beautiful islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. USVI is one of my favorite places. If you're traveling from the U.S., you don't even need a passport. I love the food, the people, the culture, and the beaches. Gorgeous. Go to visit USVI.com to plan your next vacation. Visit USVI.com. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas in May. I cannot wait. USVI, naturally in rhythm.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up? It's Way Up with Angela Yee. I'm Angela Yee. And guess what? Keisha Cole is here with me.
Oh, thank you. That's for your gum. Oh, champ. My bad.
I'm trying to save you.
Because you so much. I'll be chopping and talking. That's true.
Keisha Cole, you are out here working so hard. We were just talking about everything that you had to do these past couple of days.
Yes. It's all a part of the, you know, plan, so it's all good.
Wow, you've been on tour right now, the Love Hard Tour.
Yes.
And I've been seeing amazing footage. How do you feel?
I feel good about it. We finally get into, I think it'll be over by the time I get to a place where I'm really completely comfortable. But, you know, the fans have been, they've been enjoying it. So that's all we can ask for.
What do you mean by completely comfortable?
You know, it's a problem with, like, set list and, like, some people haven't seen me in forever. So they want to hear older songs. And then I'm looking at it from a standpoint of there's others, you know, fans on the road. So I'm like, I don't know, they maybe just should hear the hits. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting to a place where it could be more comfortable now, though, for everybody.
Right. That's good. And you've been doing so much. You have the Lifetime movie that came out last year, too.
Yep.
Listen, I watched that. This Is My Story, along with the millions of other people who watched it.
Yes.
That was your first acting?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. To me, I always would have thought that you've been, like, this feels like a space you would be comfortable in, just because I guess you've done reality shows based on your life, so you've been on camera, so it feels like a natural progression.
Yeah. Well, I actually wanted to play myself in my movie. We on the reality show, we had a conversation with John Singleton.
Oh, John Singleton.
Yeah,
okay.
We had a...
how could I not remember?
Right. Sorry. Rest in peace to John Singleton. I actually had a meeting with him on the reality show, telling him that I wanted to film the movie on my life, because I was signed to Interscope. So 50 had done one, Eminem had done one, and we were in the works of doing mine. But he didn't want me to play myself. So I was like, yeah, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, because they played themselves in their movies.
Yeah, so that was my whole... And I actually talked to 50 not too long ago, and I was telling him that story. I was like, you know, and I feel like with the Lifetime thing, I wasn't able to completely tell my story. It was more of, you know, everything that transpired between me and my mother in our life. So
it was kind of like you paying homage to your mother too.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Not even a question.
And how was it for you even filming that? Because even the way that it starts, you know, just you just really like thinking about your mom and all, was that difficult while you were on set doing that?
I cried a lot. I cried when I said I wasn't going to cry. So I would think, yeah, maybe it was a little difficult. But at the same time, though, it was like it felt like my last goodbye to her. Like every day. And it was 21 days that we filmed that movie. A lot of days were 18 hours.
Right.
You know, and plus more. Like the last day we was up for 24 hours. And every day I was able to like just, I feel like say goodbye to her for the last time. So,
you know, people are so fascinated by your life. Is that crazy to you? Like they feel like they know you personally, even if they've never met you before.
Right. I mean, well, it's a lot of our lives that, you know, that they can live through me. I mean, that they see that I've that I've gone through. So I think that they do know me because they know themselves. So it's like they see me, you know, and they see themselves in me. And that is something that I'm grateful for and thankful for because, I mean, we all have a story, you mm-hmm. know, to tell.
When you decided to put together this Love Hard Tour, what was the thinking behind it? Like, as far as all the acts that you put on there, you know, and you do love hard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not even a question. I naturally. But a lot of people were brought to me, honestly. And there were so many people that we were going with before. Mm-hmm. And then the lineup ended up being what it is now.
Mm-hmm. Even when I was watching your Lifetime movie, there was one part where this one guy wanted to manage you, but then he was, you know, before you signed your deal with Ron Fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's who, and you still always shout out Ron Fair to this day. Was that like somebody known in the business? He was kind of like skeevy. I think it was played by Trey Chaney?
Character. Oh, I don't even remember.
Yeah, but there was a point where somebody was like, yeah, you want to sign a deal? I'll sign you to a deal. That really happened to you in real life? And he wanted to...
Oh, plenty of times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, but you know, that is what I was telling 50. It's so many different aspects that I just didn't get to tell. Because for one, it was Lifetime. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my encounters that I don't think they wanted to share at that point. And then especially, it's so little amount of time to really even tell. But like, as much as I've been gone through, like, you know, in the triumph. So I think that very like minor touched on things, but mm-hmm. not, yeah.
So. You think you would do something that will be able to get more in depth on the things that you went through? Like, is that a goal that you have?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it were to happen, I would be open to it. And if the opportunity was with just me telling my mom and that story there and that's where it ends, I would be fine with that too, you know? Mm-hmm. I would be fine with that.
You think the music business is getting better for women now than it was back then when you were first getting into the game?
Oh no, we got some heavy hitters. We got some heavy hitters that came before me, so I don't know.
As far as, though, even, like, you know, experiences that you might have gone through with men trying to sexualize you in order for you to work with them and things like that, you think that is something that we've seen a lot of people that have, you know, have gotten that call to, like, the front of the congregation, so to say.
Yeah. But I haven't, I don't know, I haven't really talked to any of the other women. Maybe there was one conversation that I might have, like, with Ashanti, but, I mean, you know, we made it and everything. So it's like, but she did ask me, have you ever, like, somebody that said, like, this? I'm like, of course. But, right. You know, she was like, this. I'm like, that's crazy. I didn't even think you would be going through that. But, yeah, I mean, they do it. It's like a thing, I guess. But I haven't talked to any of the newer girls about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You and Ashanti did the verses together.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And we was actually in the studio together when we had that conversation. She did a song with me, Woman to Woman.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That was a good time with verses.
Yes.
That was the one, like, one of the good things that came out of.
Like, man, that was actually, I was sick then when I did.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy, because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Show, so.
Say why you made that face like that.
Well, because I don't think I was supposed to go on the camera. Like, I wasn't supposed to do it. I was like, man, she had already been sick and we didn't do it. Like, I know we got to do it. Like, we got to do it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not letting it stop it this time.
Right. Yeah. Because there was a lot of delays with that one. People were like, mm-hmm. what the hell is going on?
Right. And then I end up getting the goddamn corona.
Well, you know, how bad was it for you?
It wasn't bad, though.
That's good. That's
I lost my smell. Mm-hmm. And some perfumes now don't, I can't even, like, I don't know why, but they don't even, it's a different kind of smell now, like, right. for some perfumes. I remember going to my perfume bottle and trying to smell it, and I couldn't. That's how I knew. I was like, oh, shit.
Like, I got that.
So I was scared. I thought I was wasn't going to make it. My life wasn't going to continue to make it.
Now, you had also posted this. I should get a check for my taste in men. This has to be a disability.
What? Oh, my God.
You know, Keisha, you know I'm going to ask you about
it's
that.
It's so true. It is so true.
So what's going on now with your personal life? Like, have you been nothing?
Mm-mm, nothing at all. But it's all good. I got so much going on, so it's not. It's not like a thing. I think it's the time to just for everything. Mm-hmm. So,
but when you said that, I mean, you feel like some of the decisions that you made, you're like, damn, what was that? Because it felt like some things are good at the time. And I think, again, just like we talked about, people feel like they could relate to things. I feel like a lot of women feel like that.
Of course. I mean, but if you're moving off of emotions, I think that, you know, things are going to change because, I mean, you aren't going to always feel the same way. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think if you take your time and just, like, analyze things a little bit better, maybe it'll be different. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if this guy, maybe he's not sweet enough for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then maybe the guy with all the tattoos that, you know what I'm saying? I need to, you know what I'm saying? That type. But then it'd be like, you know, maybe that guy isn't the best guy. I don't know. You just got to take time, I think.
What are some things you feel like you've learned from past relationships?
I mean, we can talk about that all day and for hours. It's like, I don't know. It depends on what you mean.
Like things that you're like, okay, I learned that I need to do this differently. I learn what I don't want anymore. You know, I learn certain boundaries that I want to set for myself. What are some things that you would say have been?
I don't even know. I can't say. Because right now I'm just so like, I really want a nice guy, but then I don't want a guy that I can run over. I'm kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm from Oakland.
You're right, right.
Like, so sometimes
and you
I don't
will
even
run somebody over.
I mean, if you let me, maybe yeah. I will. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be, it's just like a fine, thin line between that. So you could be really sweet, but strong in different ways, I guess. I don't know.
I've always felt that guys that are sweet to me, but I know that they're about their business. Like, I know I'm safe and secure when they're around, but they're always good to me, but they may not be good to, you know, everybody yeah. else.
But then, I don't know, because then they not good to everybody, they gonna end up not being good, so great to
well,
you.
I mean, like, not let everybody in. Like, they treat you different than they treat anybody else. Like, no woman could come and just say whatever, you know? They're gonna shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. So, you know, there's so many, I feel like, Keisha Cole stories that we hear about. You're, like, legendary.
Really?
In these dating streets, yeah.
Yeah, tell me.
No, you don't want to do that.
I'm like, what you mean? What you saying?
You'd be like, Keisha Cole came in and snatched this girl up and did this.
Really? No way.
Never, right?
Who said that?
I feel like there were some stories that circulated.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that.
How could somebody shoot their shot with you? Come to the show, buy a ticket.
Ooh.
VIP status.
Ooh. To them.
Stream all the music.
No. Oh, my God. I have no idea. It just needs to be organic.
How do you feel about people who are, like, can a guy date you but also be a fan of yours? You think he should be a fan of yours?
I mean, I don't know. He doesn't have to be. But, I mean, how can you not be? That's kind of, I mean, unless you live overseas or something like that, then maybe.
Ooh, have you ever dated somebody overseas?
Nope.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But it's potential.
It may be. I think that's where my husband might be.
Mm-hmm. In another country. Maybe in like West Africa or something like that.
Somewhere not here.
I could see that.
Really?
Yeah.
I would like it.
I would like that for you.
Me too.
Now, the song Love has been going viral still on TikTok. And I saw you surprise those kids in Atlanta where they were singing and you popped up.
It was so sweet. I was so tired too that day. I was like, didn't want to get out of the bed. I was like, oh my God, I'm so tired. But I was like, I'm going to get up. I prayed and got up and saw the kids. And they were so sweet. Oh my goodness. And the building that they go to school in was just amazing. Mm-hmm. It looked like Hogwarts, like the movie. What's the Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was just so nice in there. And the kids and the parents and everybody, the teachers, everybody were, like, they came suited and booted with, like, suits and ties.
Hey, it's Angela Yee from Way Up with Angela Yee. Imagine swapping your car keys for a chance to move your body, better mental health, connecting with your community, and creating memories without spending money. Join me and embrace nature's pace by taking a walk, hike, or a bike ride with Rails to Trails Conservancy. Because our time on the trail is so much more than a day outside. Get ideas for getting outside at reelstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at reelstotrails.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm like, this is so, I'm glad I did not make this.
Right. It's nice when you can be tired and not feel like doing, because I always am like that. But then you get there and you're like, I'm so glad I made this happen.
I'm so glad I made it. Yes, yes, yes. It was like that. That was the awe moment. And like, I literally, like Ron Fair was with me and he cried. He was, I was like, oh my God, it was so sweet.
Isn't it amazing that that song has touched like so many I just feel like the kids nowadays, some of them weren't even alive.
Right.
When that song came out, and they'd be singing that song with their whole chest.
It's like, what the hell?
And what do they even know about that? Like some little kids, you
the
see
the feeling. You know, it's just the feeling. And I think that I'm so glad God gave me that song because I wrote it. So it's like, to see that happen and transpire and like every night is like, you know, 20 years later, so fire.
When you think about when you wrote that song, what was going on at that time in your life?
You know, the guy didn't like me. He just didn't like me, you know? And I was like madly in love. And it was like, yeah, you know, but, because I mean, he was well off, you know? And I was really young, and the women that he liked was much older and established. And so he just wasn't like into me like that. So
I bet later on he came around, though.
Oh, for sure. They always do.
Isn't that what always happens? Mm-hmm. At first, they don't
treat
you
right. As soon as I'm done,
yeah.
As soon as my feelings and emotions fly away, they come here. No, those feelings are gone.
Would you do another show?
No. Reality? No. Those days are long gone.
Not even like on tour? I feel like that could have been a show in itself.
Yeah, it don't have to be a reality thing, though.
A documentary, maybe?
Yeah, like something like that, you know. But even that, I ain't really into.
While you're on the road working, do you also work on music?
No, I mean, I did last night.
You said yep. you were in the studio mm-hmm. until 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I said 5. She said 6. I thought it was 5. But yeah, it was pretty dope. And me and K. Michelle said we were going to go in the studio. Me and Trey said we were going to go in the studio. But I haven't done either yet.
Okay. And then I saw recently you and Callie had a back and forth, but you still were like, all love, it's not your fault.
Who?
She had the song, I guess, right? Didn't she have a song that was like Sam?
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, baby girl. Yeah, but I think she may have felt a way about that, but I really didn't mean anything by it.
You were saying it wasn't her fault.
That it wasn't.
Sometimes
it wasn't.
Things happen behind the scenes. Mm-hmm, it didn't get clear properly.
Mm-hmm, it didn't. Mm-mm. And it wasn't her fault. And that's all I was trying to tell her. Mm-hmm. So. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing on a string. It's all good.
Do you write for other people?
No. I've never written for other people. Only myself.
Really? Mm-hmm. You know, nobody's ever approached you like, can you write? Do you have songs that you never put out that you feel like somebody else could, like you would be like, I'll sell this song to somebody else?
No.
Why is it? Why is that? Because I feel like as a songwriter, writing for yourself, you do great. And sometimes it might be a song that you wrote that you're like, maybe this isn't right for me, but...
I don't know. I think because I have a friend of mine that's a songwriter, Elijah Blake. He wrote Enough and No Love for me, and he wrote like a couple more for me. But I see him work like so much, and I'm like, that would just be really hard for me, you know, to give things away that like a song I wrote that meant so much to me away. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he works a lot, and I'm like, you know, he works with Rihanna, and he didn't work with Beyonce. He's worked with... a lot of people. So I don't think I'm there. Mm-hmm. I just don't think I'm there yet.
You said you've also never cleared for anybody to like do your songs, right? And so you wouldn't do that either.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't. I just haven't been moved by any music that I feel like deserves my song.
Your songs are like your babies, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like Prince, it was so hard for people to clear any Prince music
because yeah.
he was not trying to have that.
Prince is not having it. He's not having it. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say never because I feel like there may be somebody that I really rock with, like, or I really like the song, and I feel like it does justice to my song. Like, then I'd be like, yeah, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Put me on it. You know what I'm saying?
Who are some of the new artists that you like? Right now, like as far as singing?
Singing. Well, I love SZA.
I love SZA.
And I love Summer Walker.
Okay, Summer, mm-hmm. we like that.
I love Summer. I got love for K. Michelle, you know. Mm-hmm. That may be it.
You just, all right, I shouldn't have sprung that question on you because sometimes you think later on, like, oh, I should have said this.
I should have said somebody. Nope.
Keisha, you are so funny. Yo, you had that show on Fox Soul, too. How did you like doing that part where you were interviewing people?
Well, that was kind of cool in a way to just, like, stay close to my house because I had my baby. So I was, like, a new mommy. Right. So I didn't want to do anything. But, and that was right up the street. Mm-hmm. And then James Dubose, he actually did the reality shows for me, and he was the one that pulled me over and asked me to do that show.
How was that different for you being in that role where you're asking people questions?
It was fun. I felt a sense of responsibility. Like, I don't know. I was like, I didn't want them to be uncomfortable. I didn't want them to be asked anything that I didn't feel like they wanted to be asked. I wanted to be fair with everybody, mm-hmm. you know? So it was pretty cool to have that different position.
Right. Yeah, because I think sometimes, like, when you have to switch it and be on the other foot, you realize as a person being interviewed, it also makes you look at that job differently, too.
Oh, like, for sure.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, if we think about your history when you were coming up, when I was watching the movie that you did for Lifetime, mm-hmm. it's like you always knew you were going to be a star mm-hmm. from when you were a kid. Mm-hmm. Even though you went through a lot of trials and tribulations, there was something in you that was like, this is meant for me.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, it had to be. Either that or, like, there was no other way. Like, I had to. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no other option.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there was no other option. There was no B. Plan B or C. There was no plan B or C.
So you never had a day job or did you? Oh, you braided hair. You did hair.
I braided hair. Yep. And I worked at Goodwill. I worked at a coffee shop. Shit, I worked at Nordstrom's. The where they package and unpackage everything. Mm-hmm. I did that for a while, but I quit. I just couldn't do it.
You're like, I can't do this.
It's too much. You know, the commute at mm-hmm. night. I'm a girl. It's like, I can't be. Oh, no. After 6, it's dark. I'm in West Oakland. This ain't mm-hmm. working.
Yeah, no, honestly, like, I think that people do, like you said, really relate to you just because they've had a chance to witness so much of what you've gone through in real time, in real life, and we all be having, like, our family things that we have to deal with. You know, when you were doing that show, were there ever episodes that you were like, I don't know if I want this to air?
Oh, the reality show?
Yeah.
I mean, it got, like, in the movie I put that, it got to a point where it was time to stop. It just was time to stop. And it was more so of the intent of the show had always been to show that you can make it through what we've gone through and actually come together as a family, actually, you know, get some therapy, actually just turn your life around ultimately. And that didn't happen. So I was like, yeah, this plan isn't
right. Sometimes being on TV might even make it like more amplified too. Yeah. In a way, you can't ever predict what it's going to be. Like, you could have the hope for the goal of this is what it's going to do for us, but it doesn't always happen that way.
It did not happen that way.
Do you want to do more acting?
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly what me and 50 was talking about, for sure.
Uh-oh. So does this mean you might be on one of his shows at some point? Or is it about creating your own show?
Yeah, it's about creation.
Okay. I could see a Keisha Cole series.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't play myself. I've already gotten that out the way.
Right.
I wanted to do
you
that.
You don't need them 24-hour days.
I've always wanted to headline my own arena tour. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. I like, these are things that I've, goals that I've set for myself that I've done. Like, so now it's all about just like, you know what I'm saying, what God has for me that he wants me to do at this point.
Oh, so it feels like this could be something that's in the works. So, all right, I cannot wait.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God is in control, so it's all good.
All right. Well, Keisha Cole, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see how many more dates are left on this. Oh, you have until April 14th. It's been doing good, though. I told you, I've been seeing a lot of that footage.
I wish you would have came.
You know what's crazy?
I don't know why nobody invited. Like, what
I was like, I didn't even realize it was happening here.
What? That is insane.
Well, you have my number, so next time you got to
hit me. I'm going to hit you because you should have been there. I mean, it was really, and 50 came. Mm-hmm. I saw him, and Jadakiss was there. Bobby Shmurda was there.
New York came out for you.
Rim came out on stage with Connie, and then A Boogie with the hoodie came out. He came out with his hoodie. You feel me? It was really nice.
Listen.
Oh, Fab was there. He came out on
Trey. Everybody came out. This was like
Jim Jones. That is
like a powerhouse.
Oh my God. Jaheim did great. K Michelle did great. You know, everybody did amazing. So.
Right.
And it was so much fun.
Well, good. I'm glad. I saw Atlanta look like it was lit, too.
Atlanta, yes. It was lit. Detroit was fire.
Man. Wait, hold on. Did you have your Oakland stop yet?
No. That's at the end.
That's going to be really crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really crazy. I'm going to be in had it together by then. I think we're going to have a set list and everything together by then. Like, man. Oh, my God.
It's a process.
It is. It's a long process. And I feel like, man, I wish it was longer so we could really, like, just rock out.
You know, that's interesting, though, like what you said in the beginning of the balance of knowing, like, hit songs, but also songs that they could be songs that were never singles that people love off
of the
albums.
That they are excited that I'm performing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, You've Changed is one that they've asked for since the beginning. It's like, so I was going to take that out, but I decided not to.
Yeah, all the feedback helps, too, so you know, like, how to craft everything.
Yeah, for sure. Because I want to do right by them. Like, I don't want to, like, just be like, yeah, let's just do the hits and just get off stage. It was like, no, you know what I'm saying? I love y'all. Thank y'all.
You doing a new album, too?
Yes.
Okay.
At some point.
This year, you think, or next year?
The year just started, so it could be happening this year.
It could be happening this year. All right. All right. Well, Keisha Cole, always a pleasure to see you.
Always.
Every time I see you, it's like a fun environment, so.
Yeah, of course.
I love that for us.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. You know, we good. We go way back.
All right, well, it's way up.
How's it been since you've been?
Listen, I'm happy.
Really?
Yeah, I really like doing my own thing.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you ain't got the two guys on the side of you. No. I love them both, too. But I thought that was such a great mix. I really, you know.
Yeah, I know. But I just am happy to have, like, my own thing so I could kind of curate my own content. It's nice. And I get to sleep a little later.
Really?
Yes, because that show started
early in the morning.
Yeah, 6 a.m. That's ungodly, like, to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. So now I wake up at, like, 7, sometimes 7:30. It's life-changing.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I could, like, go out at night.
Well, you look happier.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I will say that.
I I'm happy.
Yeah.
And look at you achieving all of your goals. I got to make sure you always get your flowers. You headlining your own tour, yes. You know, acting in movies and yeah. playing yourself in a movie. And now you're about to have the series that you're doing with 50 Cent.
I don't know. We got to wait.
Okay.
We got to wait.
All right. Well, Keisha Cole, as always, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me. Way up.
It's Angela Yee, and I'm known for my love for travel. My friends in the U.S. Virgin Islands and I are inviting you to the gorgeous islands of St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John. From the amazing food to the warm hospitality, culture, and gorgeous beaches, USVI has everything you want in a destination, and no passport is needed when traveling from the U.S. Visit USVI.com to plan your next trip. I'm headed to Carnival in St. Thomas this May. I can't wait. Hope to see you there. USVI, naturally in a rhythm.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.